Republican Chris Gibson and Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney explained their approach to the five-year farm bill during an across-the-aisle event Monday in Poughkeepsie, a discussion about regional issues on which they agree. Both sit on the House Agriculture Committee and both voted in May to advance the farm bill from the committee. One major point of contention in the bill is the amount of cutting, if any, to the food stamp program known as SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Here's Maloney.
We're going to spend $800 billion over the next 10 years on food stamps. $800 billion. It is 80% of the farm bill. It's a trillion-dollar bill. I believe there are some savings in that $800 billion outlay. This puts me at odds with some of my Democratic colleagues who believe there is not one penny to save in the food stamp program. The problem with saying there's not one penny to save in the food stamp program is, first, it's wrong, and second, it will kill the bill. But at the same time, the problem with asking for $20 billion of cuts in the food stamp program is, one, it's wrong, and two, it will kill the bill.
Maloney has defended his vote in support of the farm bill that features $20.5 billion in SNAP cuts, saying he voted to get the bill out of committee and onto the House floor, where he says the massive cut that he does not actually support has a better chance of being greatly reduced. Gibson defends Maloney's stance.
We're not done with this. We're going to move it across the floor this week. And as Sean mentioned, you know, where we are today is, you know, there are going to be those on the right that are going to try to go deeper this week. They're going to try to go deeper than $20 billion in the SNAP, in the food stamps. If that happens, it's going to blow the bill up. And there are those, you know, that are going to try to move to a less figure, and I'm quite frankly going to vote for that amendment. But that's going to make it difficult, too, because this is a really challenging circumstance politically. But what's going to happen is the House is going to pass a bill, the Senate passed their bill, and we're going to go to conference.
The Senate passed its version last week, containing about $4 billion in SNAP cuts over 10 years. And while Gibson is hopeful the House will pass the bill, the necessary votes may not be there yet. Regardless, both congressmen find themselves swimming against their party's tides, which, as Maloney points out, puts them in the same pool.
We are actually in the same place on this, which is very unusual. This gets us in trouble with both extremes in our party. I, like Chris, support the level of cuts in the Senate, which are really a reform to the way states make people eligible and still guarantee that everybody who needs it can get them. Whereas the House is trying to do something, I think, much more mean-spirited. Not everybody in the House, but the most conservative elements. We are actually in agreement on this, and that puts us at odds with both wings in both parties.
Gibson notes that the bill, especially concerning SNAP, is not for appropriation, rather.
And what I tell my friends on the right is, remember, this is an authorization. When we grow this economy, fewer people will need it. And that's the kind of country we want to be proud of, a safety net that is there for people who need this assistance. And we need to keep that assistance. But we want to judge ourselves on how few people actually need it. So that's why we're talking about these pro-growth policies. I'm sorry to go on, but I really wanted to defend, you know, what Sean has done is he's trying to do the right thing for the Hudson River Valley here and for upstate communities.
Again, here's Maloney.
This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where people get upset with me for working with the other party. And what I have said is, I heard all year long that people wanted progress, that people wanted results. And this is what it looks like. And if you want gridlock, I can sound as pure as you want. But if you want progress on this, we are going to have to come together on this. I think a 1% cut into an $800 billion program, if done in a fair way, is an acceptable price to pay if it gets me the farm bill that has the crop insurance program I wrote, that has flood mitigation for Orange County that I wrote.
Gibson says there are more positives in the bill, like conservation efforts, help for fruit and vegetable growers, support for research, and a beginning farmers program.
We're advancing organic in this bill. I mean, we want an important vote in committee that we did not win last year to help the promotional efforts of the organic community.
He says another step in the right direction pertains to dairy farmers, though he says these steps need to be greater down the road. Meanwhile, several low-income residents in Maloney's district recently delivered a letter to his district office in Newburgh, asking him to participate in the SNAP challenge and live on food stamps for 1 week. Maloney told WAMC,
"Sure, I'm happy to do the food stamp challenge. We were just talking about this the other day."
More than 25 Democratic congressional members began the challenge last week. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.